Wild Sailor. Venture into the waves of the wild sea again, this time to the fabled home of the Chelicrae. The Wild Sea Sourdown is on Kickstarter now and is the new expansion for the Emmy award-winning Wild Sea, one of my all-time favorite RPGs, set in a post-fall ocean of verdancy, where you can play anything from moth people to the spirit of an iron ship to, of course, a very big and beautiful tree. Sourdown explores the home of the hive mind insect colony beings, the Chelicrae. This expansion features over 50 pages of content, including factions and hazards in the new Reach of Sourdown, new thematic background and ship options, and an adventure for those who wish to brave the pale groves. Death plays different on rustling waves, and through silk and honey, through spores and sacrifice, the lost Reach of Sourdown might be dragged into summer once more. Don't wait. Back the Wild Sea Sourdown now on Kickstarter.
Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They can make your perfect mini in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. They can even put your custom miniature inside a 20-sided die, so your character lives in every attack roll and every saving throw. And if you like to 3D print your own minis, Hero Forge offers downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options. New parts are added every single week, and major features like new species and custom posing are updated on a regular basis. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature today.
Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig. We've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
I still can't believe it. This entire time we've been talking about this TV show about a baking competition that doesn't even have any prize money, and you never once mentioned that you entered a super major magical baking competition.
It's not a magical baking competition. It's just a normal baking competition.
Yeah, but it's a baking competition in a magical world.
That doesn't mean it's a magical competition. When I get my hair cut, it's not a magical haircut.
My point is, you should have told us! It's so exciting!
I know. I just didn't want to jinx it. The annual Soligard baking competition is kind of a big deal. People come from all over. Helmand, Sanctera, Borrelia. I've entered the past 3 years in a row and nothing. This is the first time I've ever gotten in. I'm still kind of in shock.
It is a prestigious competition and they will recognize your talents or face the consequences.
Oh. You're not going to kill the judges, are you?
I simply meant that they will be proven wrong by history for not recognizing your talents. Unless you think it would help if I killed the judges.
No. I mean, no. But I appreciate the offer. And I appreciate the help with this.
Oh, what a tough job! Sitting in your shop, taste-testing piles and piles of all your best baked goods! Truly not a task for the faint of heart. But I'm sure you'll find a way to repay us someday. Anyway, what's up next?
Let's see. Last thing you tried were my chocolate cookies.
Verdict?
Insufficient chocolate.
Agreed.
Tough crowd.
You said be brutal.
Indeed I did. Okay, maybe this will be the winner. Et voila! Chocolate hazelnut Danish.
Okay, see, this is the thing I'm always talking about. You just called this a Danish, but, like, do you even know what Denmark is? Have you ever heard of Denmark?
A great many creatures mark their dens as either warnings or invitations for potential mates.
Not even remotely the Denmark I'm talking about. So, if Denmark doesn't exist here, why is it called a Danish? Am I crazy? I feel like I'm going crazy.
I do too, because you're monologuing about the dessert instead of putting it in your mouth.
Good point, but I reserve the right to come back to this. And don't think I didn't notice that little bit of French you threw in, which really just raises a whole new set of questions.
B.
Eating.
Mm. The chocolate distribution of this confection is adequate.
Yeah, it's all good, but I'm not getting as much hazelnut as I'd like.
No?
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good. I wouldn't be saying anything if this wasn't for a huge competition, but it could use a little more... Wait, I forget. Have I introduced you guys to Nutella yet?
I don't remember.
Oh, trust me, you'd remember. Give me one sec to pop back to my apartment at home and get some. I'm about to change your life.
Is that the same cat from before?
Again, I do have a name.
And I have clearly posted business hours that you're blatantly ignoring, so I'm not really getting your point here.
What are you doing here, Oliver? Oh! Do you want to try some soon-to-be award-winning baked goods?
That is not why I am here.
But the cheesecake is so good.
I happen to be lactose intolerant.
So am I. Never let it stop me before. Come on, just a taste.
Perhaps we can revisit this topic of conversation once I've covered the original reason I came. I'm here regarding Gossamer.
Gossamer?
Yeah, she's this giant sentient spider that lives in that tower we're not allowed to go in. She wakes up, like, every 5 years to weave ominous prophecies, like a reverse Charlotte's Web.
A secret spider?
Hey, you're the one who decided to burst in here and have this conversation in the middle of their shop instead of at school tomorrow. That's on you.
Oh, I suppose. Anyhow, she recently completed her new web, and it's quite urgent that you read it.
Already? Dang, I thought I'd have another year at least.
I'd hoped so too, but see for yourself. And it's very delicate, so be careful.
You just brought the web connected to two poles? It's gonna break for sure. Why didn't you just have me go up there and take a picture?
This is traditional.
See, this is the ballpoint pens versus quills argument all over again. You guys have no innovation. Well, I better read this before a slight breeze rips it up, I guess. Happy? Sig? Can you roll it out so I can read it? Careful! Okay, perfect. Let's see. Locate the king born of two worlds. Enter the dark's first lair. Drown deep his cursed amulet, or this world has no prayer.
Why cursed?
Huh?
Why cursed and not just cursed? What's the difference? I always hear one or the other, but no one has ever explained to me the difference.
Just scansion, I think. You know, so it sounds right in iambic pentameter. Drown deep his cursed amulet, or this world has no prayer. I took a Shakespeare class as part of my gen ed back in undergrad.
Ah, the bard.
Wait, you know him? You know Shakespeare, the Shakespeare. Is Shakespeare magic? Is Tempest real? Is Midsummer's Night real?
Can we please focus on the impending apocalypse?
Absolutely the least interesting part of all of this, but sure. We can put a pin in that. What's so cursed about this amulet?
It's an ancient artifact capable of amplifying the powers of an avatar of the dark tenfold. A student brought it under our care long ago, and we thought that would be enough. See? I brought it with me.
Whoa, I don't love the idea of cursed jewelry in my shop. That's not going to explode or anything, is it?
No, the main risk comes if... Don't touch it!
Of course you'd say that. Trying to keep all this power for yourself, you pathetic, useless office administrator. The only noteworthy thing about you is that no one's gotten sick enough of you to get rid of you yet. I really ought to do it myself. Hey!
Do not resist. You should not hold this.
What was that? Oh, I hated that. I said the word ought. Who uses the word ought? Am I really one piece of chunky jewelry away from turning into a vintage Disney villain?
As I was explaining before, the amulet exudes a corrupting force. Whoever holds it is influenced toward the dark.
Happy, buddy, maybe you should put that down?
I do not feel any different.
Does it not work on aberrant ones?
Possibly? I really wouldn't know. On the rare occasion they show up on the mortal plane, they're usually trying to usher in an age of madness beyond mortal comprehension, you know, not volunteering for magical study.
Are you sure you're good? You don't want to flay us and turn us into wallets or anything like that.
Don't love that you had that right at the top of your head.
No more so than usual.
Really don't love that response. Why didn't you just destroy that thing as soon as you got it instead of putting it in storage?
Carrying the amulet for extended periods of time is dangerous, even for a more advanced magic user such as myself. I have placed many wards on it to carry it here, but it still was able to affect B. There is only one way to destroy the amulet, and it would mean extended travel.
To the first layer of the dark.
Right. Within the sanctum there is a well, known as the Well of Shadow. Anything dropped into it is turned into shadows and destroyed. No other means can harm it.
Got it. Tolkien rules.
Oh, you've learned of Mr. Tolkien as well. Excellent.
Excuse me? I've heard of Mr. Tolkien? How the hell do you...
Beatrice!
Okay. Focusing.
Explain to me why B needs to do this and not a squad of, I don't know, highly trained and specialized wizards?
It has to be a student or it won't take. That's how it always works with the dark.
Can't you just enroll some special ops wizards?
That's not how it works.
Of course it isn't.
Rest assured, she won't be going alone. Quests of this magnitude are always undertaken in groups of three minimum. I'm sure you already have some students in mind, but I'd suggest friends you think would have an easier time resisting the effects of the amulet.
Oh, we have that covered. I'll just take Happy. I mean, if he agrees to come.
A wise decision. I will, of course, assist if Sig says that is acceptable.
Go for it. I'm not the boss of you.
You are very explicitly the boss of me.
Oh, right. Either way, it's fine. You can have the time off. I'll probably be at the competition while this is going on anyway, so the shop will be closed.
Then you have my assistance.
Yay! I totally owe you guys.
No, wait just a second. He is not a student.
Right, but I am.
The team is always of students. Don't you have any friends at school you'd like to quest with?
I mean, I have a study group.
Great! Bring them.
Tad and Martha? No way. We're friends, but we're not like, let's all maybe die together friends. I made you a copy of my notes because you were out sick friends. They would not be into that.
Well, there are plenty of other students, perhaps from True Claw or Dire.
Oh, no, not doing that. The True Claw kids are such tryhards. I don't think there's a single one of them that hasn't been in the forest to death on purpose. I don't want to be on a team where I'm going to get outvoted on whether or not we should take a fun and casual shortcut through a forest of death. And the Direbeak kids are so... Look, some of them are definitely working with the dark, and some of them are just jerks. And the wild part is, I legitimately can't tell them apart. So, an even harder no on them.
But surely
the... Hey, is the rule that the quest has to be all students, or does a student just have to be the one who drops the amulet into a well?
Well, technically the second, but tradition dictates that...
B, you're all set.
Great! It'll be me and the business babe.
That's... Well, but you're still only two people. Well, a person and whatever he is.
Strong words coming from a talking cat.
Besides, it'll be three once we find this King of Two Worlds person, and... Speaking of elephant in the room, I know we're all thinking it, so I'll just ask. Sig, are you the king of anywhere? Like, no pressure, but I think you have to tell me if you are.
I am extremely happy to tell you that I am not the king of anywhere. I'm technically the prince of a couple places, and I think there's a barony on my mom's side, but not a king.
And, like, your middle name isn't King or something like that.
No, but good on you for checking. It's definitely the right instinct. You're already acing this.
Sig may not be a king, but he does have six brothers who are as much of two worlds as he is. Perhaps one of them is the king of two worlds we need.
Good point. Sig, can you send them all letters asking for me?
Sure. They're all hero types. I'm sure any of them will help you if it's them.
Sounds like a plan. And we already have all this cake out to celebrate. That's so lucky.
Lucky? The apocalypse is happening!
An apocalypse is always happening. Which I know because I get called about a lot of them. Today it's happening with chocolate cake. I call that lucky.
But protocol states that the...
Oliver, What's more important? That the world doesn't end, or how the world doesn't end?
Well, the first, of course, but...
Then don't worry. We got this.
A member of my family has been employed at Hexwell since it was founded. If I'm the first one to break the chain, I'll be disowned.
Oh, relax. If we save the world, I'll tell them that if they fire you, I'll drop out. And if we don't save the world, it won't matter because we'll all be dead.
What a cheery thought.
Great! Apocalypse game plan is locked in, which means we can get back to the important thing.
Right. The baking competition.
No! Shakespeare! How do you know him? Is he from here? Is he magic? Are Oberon and Titania real? Is he still alive? Did he write all of his plays? Because a lot of people think he didn't. And don't get me started on Tolkien. Is there a real Shire? Are there pictures of the Shire? Can we go to the Shire?
Episode 7, What the Cat Dragged In, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Carsten Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bee, and featuring Andrew Oakes as Oliver. If you enjoy the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
So, if I were to get a slice of bread and soak it in eggs and milk and vanilla and cinnamon and then fry it and serve it to you with maple syrup, I would have made you...
French toast.
French toast. French toast! I need to lie down.
Welcome to a magical place where dice are rolled and stories are told. Welcome
to the Fantastic Castle!
Hi there, I'm Caldwell. You might know me from NADPOD, but now I am teaming up with my friends Kiana, Raj, and Bree.
Hi, everybody!
Hello, everyone!
For an all-new take on Dungeons & Dragons cooperative storytelling shows, and this one is for the whole family. Fantastic Castle has all the excitement of D&D without the cussing and filthy jokes that make most other D&D shows, guilty as charged, awkward for kids and parents to listen to together. New episodes drop every Friday, so subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/fantasticcastle or check us out wherever you get your podcasts. So come join the adventure, because everyone is welcome in the Fantastic Castle.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
See you there.
Pocket Bard is the immersive audio app that allows game masters to weave music, ambience, and sound effects seamlessly into their games with just the push of a button. It's intuitive, easy to use, and now Pocket Bard has gone from your pocket to your PC. That's right, Pocket Bard is now available on your phone and your desktop computer, making it even easier to bring in the perfect music right when the climactic battle begins. Now, GMs who run everything from their PC have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. It's the same Bard on a bigger screen. Plus, Pocket Bard is releasing their new cozy lo-fi collection for free to celebrate the new desktop version. These scenes will add even more flair to the quiet, contemplative moments of your game, where your players sit around the campfire and make plans for their next adventure. Download Pocket Bard for your phone or your computer from the App Store or straight from pocketbard.app.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow
out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence!
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.